about the New Jerusalem. The original city of Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD by Titus of Rome, and the book of Revelations was written after this had taken place. The beautiful city of Jerusalem in John's vision would have to be a New Jerusalem. The newness not only refers to the fact that the old Jerusalem was in ruins, but the entire world order was being remade in John's vision. The old heaven and earth passes away, and God ushers in an eternal order of peace and communion for himself and his people, just like it was in the paradise of the Garden of Eden in the beginning. Interestingly, many years of my life I longed to go to heaven and never realized God was bringing heaven to planet Earth. This city doesn't just appear, it is brought to earth from God himself. The night Jesus was betrayed, he told John and the other disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them. The New Jerusalem comes from heaven already prepared. Throughout history, man has continually built dwelling places for their God or gods. In contrast, the true God is building a dwelling place for himself to dwell with man. John 14:2. I go to prepare a place for you. How could we overlook such a place as this new home designed by the tender hand of God, created specifically for each one of us from the perfect love that earthly beings could not begin to fathom? Sadly, Bible critics often dismiss the coming reality of these amazing events. They say that the book of Revelations contains symbols and that most, if not all, events it describes are not literal. It is true that the book of Revelations uses symbolic language, but it is also true that the Bible interprets the Bible and can help us understand not just the literal truths directly written in Scripture, but also the literal truths behind symbolic passages. Jesus, the Word, had taught much to his disciples in earthly parables to illustrate a better understanding of spiritual application. Remember that the Revelator himself, Jesus Christ, wants to show us the future and the major prophetic events yet to occur in their sequence. Revelation 1, 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. As Christians, we need to know those major events Christ reveals. Remember the blessing he pronounces on those who seriously read and retain this book. Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.